last date. Over 250 academics and business leaders from London, New York, as well as Hong Kong, have gathered here for a three-day conference on how world cities are managed. The conference is co-organized by the government think tank, the Central Policy Unit, Chinese University, King's College in London, and New York University. Well, to tell us more, we're now joined by Professor Ian Holliday, Dean of Social Sciences at the Hong Kong University. Professor Holliday, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for coming on the program. Can you tell us, first of all, how this conference came about?
The conference came about from Hong Kong's positioning as Asia's world city and the desire of the University of Hong Kong to engage with that agenda. And we reached out to two major universities in two other world cities, King's College and New York University. And about 2 years ago, I guess, we started brainstorming and thinking about how we could develop not only an interesting research agenda, but something that could feed into public policy and public management in the three cities.
So the idea is to identify major challenges confronting the three cities. Do you really believe there are synergies in this?
Across the three cities?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when you look already some of the themes that came out yesterday, the issues of, say, healthy aging, of low-carbon cities, low-carbon societies, of sustainability across these three cities, of means by which civil society can be drawn in, and of issues like inequality and poverty. All of those themes were resonating across the three cities, even in our initial discussion yesterday.
And so what do you hope to achieve over these next three days?
Over these 3 days, we're sketching out a research agenda. This is a conference which is actually looking ahead and setting something up. So it starts out as a declaration of intent. We're going to work collaboratively and we're going to work comparatively. And it's also an open invitation to engage and participate. We're determined not to be ivory tower. We want multiple stakeholders to come in and join the agenda and inform it. So that's what these 3 days are all about.
And do you think then it will feed in to actually lead to much closer links between the three cities, between New York, London and Hong Kong?
We're hoping so. I mean, at yesterday's gathering, we had a message of support from a deputy mayor, Linda Gibbs, in Mayor Michael Bloomberg's administration in New York City. She was already saying that she's very keen to learn from Hong Kong. And Bloomberg himself is, I think, the most cosmopolitan mayor in New York's history. He's already visited London looking for policy lessons, management lessons, and we believe that this sort of initiative can reinforce the sorts of changes that are already taking place.
Now, you mentioned some of the sort of areas where we share problems, but can you identify sort of, there obviously must be different problems in the three cities as well?
I think there are. I mean, Hong Kong is just a much younger world city than either of its counterparts, London and New York. And if you look at the development of, say, civil society and public participation in this city, the development of think tanks, which are focused on public policy and public management issues, we're simply behind the curve, as demonstrated by London and New York. That would be one key area.
So does that mean we have more to learn from them than them from us?
We may do. We haven't yet got far enough down the initiative to know that. But I think there are other areas, for instance, in healthy aging and in aging in communities, where maybe Hong Kong is ahead of the curve.
Okay, and from here, from this initial conference, how will the initiative roll out from there?
There will be major conferences in New York in 2010, London 2012, but in between, working parties in specific research areas will be gathering at ad hoc times, maybe 6 months from now, maybe 18 months from now, to develop their agendas and to start pushing out some of the results.
Okay, well, good luck with the project.
Thank you very much.
Professor Ian Holliday there, Dean of Social Sciences at the Hong Kong University.
He mentioned Mr. Michael Bloomberg, the mayor of New York, and just a short while ago, the New York City Council voted 29-22 to extend term limits, allowing the mayor to seek re-election next year if he wants to. He does want to. And it undoes the result of a couple of referendums that had imposed a limit of 2 4-year terms. The vote was a victory for Mr. Bloomberg. He has been mayor since 2001. Looks like he'll be mayor for another 4 years. Well, some rare recordings of some of the 20th